So it's always important to ask who you're getting blasted by.
I mean, it could be bots. Probably bots, but I can't tell.
If it has anything to do with Israel, it's bots. For sure. But when it comes to, like, what you just said, there is, you know, what's core MAGA now?
I have no idea.
I think I know. Trump has said from the beginning...
Pedophile supporting Israeli lobby? Well, I have no idea.
Need a different acronym. But Trump has said from the beginning that he defines what MAGA is. MAGA is what I say it is, he has said. And he's not wrong. It's his moniker. It's his campaign slogan. And all along, he's defined what is and is not MAGA. And he told me personally, MAGA will feel the way I want them to feel. I'll tell them how to feel about this, that, or the other thing. And they will. And he has been totally right on that. The problem for Trump now is that he has defined MAGA literally to those who agree with Mark Levin. If you don't agree with Mark Levin, you're not MAGA, which means you must be a neocon whose main issue is what's in the best interest of Israel. And that defines MAGA down to nothing. It's a nub. So what's that? It's not large. It's not important. It's not cool. It's not appealing to young people. It has no future. Much like Mark Levin himself, it's old, it's angry, and it's dying.